This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
That big winter storm will dump heavy snow on the Northeast today. The Weather Service is warning of treacherous ice, which could foul up the morning commute for those in the Mid-Atlantic up into New York City and into Boston. Residents from Texas to Ohio saw snow and freezing rain yesterday. Lieutenant Nathan Dennis with the Ohio State Highway Patrol tells WEWS-TV in Cleveland.
Working the roadways, we're obviously statewide, we're coming across issues in regard to weather, whether that be snow in the very north or ice in the middle of the state. Some of our posts down in the southern portion of the state are seeing a lot of high water issues. So troopers are busy all around the state.
Power got knocked out for hundreds of thousands of people in the path of the storm. Airlines are canceling thousands of flights due to the weather. Russian President Vladimir Putin has arrived in Beijing for the opening of the Olympic Games this morning. He'll also hold talks with Chinese President Xi Jinping. The AP's Jackie Quinn says most U.S. Olympic athletes are going to the opening ceremony.
About 80% of the U.S. team's athletes signed up for today's opening ceremony at the Beijing Olympics, dimming any notion that they would skip the celebration in a show of protest. The U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee says 177 of its 223 athletes wanted to go to the ceremony at the Bird's Nest. Not a single athlete who qualified chose not to come, leaving the political statements to the U.S. government, which will not send dignitaries to the Games, protesting China's human rights record and other issues.
The AP's Jackie Quinn reporting. The Vatican's releasing a statement from President Biden in which he joins Pope Francis, calling for more worldwide cooperation to fight the coronavirus pandemic, climate change, and other world crises. This is AP News. The U.S. is leveling new accusations against Russia in the Ukraine crisis, the AP's Mike Gracia reports.
With Russian troops massed along the border and menacing Ukraine, the United States accused the Kremlin Thursday of plotting an elaborate false flag attack to use as a pretext for military action. State Department spokesman Ned Price.
We wouldn't be making this information public were we not confident in the underlying details.
On Capitol Hill, members of Congress received classified briefings. Representative Jake Auchincloss of Massachusetts.
The message in the room was unity.
Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina told reporters,
I've never seen bipartisanship like this in a long time. Really, since after 9/11.
President Biden is sending about 2,000 U.S.-based troops to Poland and Germany to bolster NATO's presence in the region. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The Dow fell 518 points yesterday. The S&P fell 111. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.